coin. While freezer storage is a convenient way to keep meat, be sure you check the recommended storage time for each type of meat and date the packages so you'll know which to use first. If stored too long, meat will begin to lose its flavor, but it will still be wholesome. It's best to thaw meat in the refrigerator. If you don't use the meat once it's thawed, you can safely refreeze it as long as it remains in good condition. For more free information, write How to Buy Meat, Agriculture Radio, Washington, D.C., 20250.
Okay, gang, so chances are there'll never be an emergency ever, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So who's going to do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So, who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right, it is WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, and we are just about to get underway with the 2018 Christmas Battle, Watch This, versus The Big Picture, for great glory and all of the winnings. We're just moving a couple of people around.
George is here.
George is here. Welcome, George.
Hello, George.
Merry Christmas.
Nice to have you with us as well.
Thank you for the bribe.
You won glory.
Just to get you caught up on the rules and such, Chris and I are each going to play 10 songs. Daniela and Shay are going to swap seats. And then Daniela can have headphones, and Shay can be over in Shay can be close to me where I can keep an eye on her, which is helpful.
Michael's going to sit on my lap.
Not bad next to me, you know.
Chris and I are each going to play 10 songs. We're going to trade off who gets to go first.
I don't think he's going to try to touch me, but he looks like he wants to. I don't know.
And, all right, can we settle down?
He's going to try.
Yeah. And the judges will decide which one they like better.
Yes. Winner goes first.
And Chris will win. So,
you don't have a pen?
Is that the rule?
Yes.
Yeah. Since when has that been a rule?
Forever.
No.
I've listened to the last 5 shows. We've done that every year.
Yeah, because because I'm a gentleman. Maybe I wanted to go first this year.
No. It should, don't get to go first.
It should be whoever didn't win last year goes first.
No, I don't think so.
Somebody that's not one of the regular radio people, here's why I think it should be Chris. No offense, Terry.
Docked one gift. Give us your reason.
Okay. It is technically...
Who would like one of Molly's gifts?
It is
it's in the car. It's really
if it's
nice.
A waffle maker, I want it.
It is technically between the hours of 5 and 7, which is when Chris's show normally is. There you go. That's my logic.
Divorce her.
I'm going to give you my reasoning, because second is actually the better spot.
I was going to flip an elf, but...
Second is the better spot.
I don't know that second is the better spot this year.
But being the winner, and the fact that you thought that you won last year and you didn't, and you thought that you won the year before and you didn't... I just had to remind you that you haven't won.
Yeah, because you cheat.
The head game starts.
I do not cheat. Because I'm very humble. I plan this months in advance. Great songs. Songs that are horrible that people seem to like.
For those of you watching, this is effectively the Christmas show equivalent of the weigh-in.
I just want to see Molly. I like loving
where the combatants are... Positioning, posturing, and jabbing.
If you'd like to go first, Eric, please do.
Talking some trash.
You walk in and you're like, oh, I get to go first every year. And
I do.
I have a reason I know why you want to go first.
Why? Because you're going to play the same song as I'm playing.
Yes. I have a reason.
You looked at my iPad.
No. I have no. Even before I came in here today, I had a very, very high suspicion that there was one song that was going to wind up on both of our playlists.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever went first was going to get to play that song.
Usually the very first round is something strong or something local. That's what it's been the last 6 years. We'll see if that's that. But if I play it before Derek plays it, he can't play it.
Right.
And 1 year, Derek played the Santa in the bag then. I had it on my list and I couldn't play it.
But we'll see if I'm right about this, because there was one song that came out this year. Is a song from this year?
No.
Oh, it's not?
No.
It's, oh,
you're that, safe.
Interesting.
Yeah, you're safe.
All right, because there was one song from this year that I was like, we're so both going to play this.
This is my intro. Round one, you got me ready. I noticed also last year that most of my songs, the volume was down more than your songs because you were running the board. Let's make sure that they're the same volume.
Have you got the crank wheel up on your thing?
Everything is perfect.
All right.
This is my intro to this. This is a local band. It came out in 2013. You're going to recognize who they are. It is a song called Seasons Upon Us.
Oh,
this is my very first song for round one.
That was on my list.
It is Dropkick Murphys.
That was on my list. I don't know how we didn't play this up to this point.
They didn't. Oh, you're saying the song came out in 2013.
It came out in 2013.
Are you kidding? I went to a Dropkick concert when I was 14.
This is my first selection for round one. Here we go.
Fresh mistletoe. Some families are messed up while others are fine. If you think yours is crazy, well, you should see mine. My sisters are whack jobs, I wish I had none. Their husbands are losers and so are their sons. Rap box foot. He likes to pelt carolers with icy snowballs. I'd like to take him out back and deck more than the halls. With family like this, I would have to confess I'd be better off lonely, distraught, and depressed. The season's upon us, it's that time of year. There's lights on the trees and there's a wreath to behold.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donder and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. Oh, he had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say, it glows. All of the other reindeer. Oh, they used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
And then all the reindeer
loved him,
as they shouted out with glee,
Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Available at fine record sellers near you. That is from Shatner Claus, the William Shatner Christmas album, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And before that, the Dropkick Murphys with The Seasons Upon Us.
Mm-hmm. I looked at Shatner, too. That one was on my list.
Yeah, so we both hit each other's lists with different songs. I'm surprised. So
very different songs for round one.
So George is all the way over to the side of Chris over here. We'll start with you on round one. Which song did you like better?
It's tough because you got original music against what's essentially a cover, you know, public domain. That's tough. The Shatner version.
I mean, one of the things you got to take into account, George, is you can't let the video.
I can't let the video. I had the benefit of being right behind Derek watching the YouTube video of the Shatner Claus and all his little elves, and it was very entertaining.
I will say, The Seasons Upon Us has a brilliant video as well.
I was bobbing my head more to Shatner. I gotta give it to Shatner.
All right, so that's one vote for Shatner. Molly?
They were both really good. Gotta love the drop kicks. Ooh, it's hard. I got to see the video too, but I'm not letting that cloud my judgment. I'm with George in that, you know, the Shatner kind of makes you groove to the music a little bit more. I'm going with Shatner.
All right, it's two for Shatner. Mike Pincus.
I am torn. because, of course, I looked them up, and Seasons Upon Us is the more valuable of the two songs.
Really?
At,
oh,
at $1.29. And Rudolph by Shatner is only 99 cents. Ooh. And it's also sung by a Jew. I don't know if that's appropriate.
It's Rudolph. So
I was leaning towards Shatner because I am a Captain Kirk fan, but the numbers don't lie. It just doesn't cost as much. So I have to go with Seasons Upon Us.
All right. So that's one for the Dropkicks, two for Shatner.
I was automatically going to go for Shatner, and then I got a little deeper in the song with that. I don't know what that other strange individual, where that came from or who that was supposed to be, but yeah, I guess I'll give it to Shatner.
Winston Kidd, 3-1 for Shatner.
Okay. I've been a big Star Trek fan since back in the beginning, and this is what, Shatner's second or third foray into music?
It's just at least his third.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I'm going with the Dropkicks.
All right, 3-2 Dropkicks. Jim?
Over here in the obstructed view.
William, yes, I can see you under the monitor.
Okay, wait, we can't tell
if I look down.
Did not see the video, I did not like what I heard from Shatner. I'm going to go with the Dropkicks.
All right, we are tied up. Shay Spillane, this comes down to you.
We know who she's voting for, I think.
I was saying, now I want to change my vote just because you think I'm so predictable.
But maybe that was the psychology of it.
She's playing you.
Maybe she's...
She just wants to make sure Derek gives her all of her Christmas gifts.
Exactly.
Sorry, but Dropkick could do a country techno song, and I'd always vote for them. Dropkick.
Right.
That's why I said we know who she's voting for.
I'm from behind.
Dropkick Murphys take round one.
I got scared there for a second there, Derek. Very strong beginning, very strong round.
You're welcome, Chris.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
So I'm actually keeping score. If you follow us on Spinatron, spinatron.com, you can follow along and see who is ahead and who is winning, and Winston will also give us the updates. That's one round for Chris, 2-0 rounds for me.
I do want to make... I want to... have a clarification here, because we did this a couple years ago. Chris got a chance to introduce his song, and Derek did not. And I think you lose something.
He could have.
I could have.
Yeah.
I didn't feel that introducing it was going to add anything.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, it was straight segue.
The material stands
as long as you're not talking over the judges and trying to get them to come to your side. That's the way I've always dealt with it.
Okay.
Like, I try not to grab people's votes as they're saying what they want. But you give a little introduction. A little introduction.
And as long as you don't have your wife try to play mind games to your benefit.
Yeah. I'm not responsible for that. I don't know what she's doing.
So you've got round two, Derek. You're the first for round two.
I do. You went second. And something...
And I'm actually switching my second round here after that one.
Something has gone very, very wrong here.
Uh-oh.
Because...
Is there a
Nimoy
song?
No. Something has gone very wrong here because the wrong song got downloaded.
George Takei, though.
Are you conceding the round?
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to figure out.
It's George Takei singing. We wish you a Merry Christmas, Captain
DeForest.
It's DeForest Kelly.
DeForest Kelly. I'm not a singer. I'm a doctor.
I am gonna go. All right.
It's in the Dropkick Murphys.
I'm gonna go with this. This is a holiday classic. This is not. I've got one in here, by the way, that is a long-lost holiday classic that I'm going to dig out in a little bit.
Can't wait.
But this...
My thoughts exactly.
Trust me, it's good. Even you
the
will like it.
The strategy of this competition is fascinating.
Even you will like it.
I like going second because I have so many things on the list. I don't know what he's going to play.
This is a song that's sort of fallen off the radar over the years, and it's a shame because it is one of America's great... actresses and recording artists and performers, and it is an absolutely hilarious song that is more perfect with each passing Christmas. So here we go. This is WMFO Medford, round two of the Christmas music battle. Brings us the legendary Pearl Bailey.
Hey, Santa Claus, you want to make me happy this year? Listen to me, honey. Give Pearl something that'll be of some use to me, like a 5-pound box of money. Now that Vaseline gift is loaded with lots of sentiment. See, whenever I get blue, Santa, I'm gonna think of you. But at the same time, I will change to pay my rent, you see? Now, money isn't everything. There's no two ways about it. But while we're here, Santa dear, it's much better with than without it. So, really, I could be real good and not do nothing funny. If you do like I ask you, stop me right on Christmas night. Try me, try me. Try me on that money. Just try me, honey. Santa, can you hear me? You listen to everything I'm asking about? But listen, honey, Santa dear, the new year, oh, it would be so bright and sunny. Just bring me that little simple thing I've been speaking to you about. Like that, maybe a 5-pound box of money. That's all, that's all. It would be so heavenly and help me meet both ends. Yes, indeed. What old Pearl really needs is a 5-pound box of tin. How much can it weigh? I ask you, how much? I don't want the whole money tree. What good is that big thing to me? You keep the branches. You can keep the trunk and the root. Because all that I want is just a little bit of the fruit. So if you want to be sure, I'll be your little old honey, honey bunny. You try me, start me off on Christmas night with a 5-pound. No, I better increase that. Make it 10 pounds. No, I better put in a good bag while I'm begging, because, I mean, I'll catch you next year. You know, people go out and sometimes you don't see them no more, so bring the money. Santa! Give me some money, old Santa. Now, what do I want with this diamond? You kidding?
Oh, you're making me work for this one, Derek. This next one is from 2008. You still got yours going there. There we go. This next one is from 2008. It's a guy named DJ Jonas Altberg from Sweden, but most people just know him as the Bass Hunter. Or the Bass Hunter.
I think it's the Bass Hunter.
This one's called Jingle Bells or Jingle Bass. Here we go.
Ho, ho, ho. You say.
All right, there we go. Round two. We have Pearl Bailey with the 5-pound box of money versus the bass hunter with Jingle Bells Bass.
Or the bass hunter.
Or the bass hunter.
Jingle Bells Bass.
No free guns at bass pro shops this year. We were very disappointed in that on the Thanksgiving show. Molly, you are the first to go this round.
Those were both good. You guys are giving, you know, us a run for their money so far. I like the classical stuff. Even though Chris's was really funny, I got to go with Derek's.
All right, so that's one for Pearl Bailey.
I am so happy they both cost 99 cents, so I could use my own brain here. That bass hunter was, what's the word I'm looking for? It's awful. it was not good. It's making my stomach turn. It was doing. Do we have to apologize to our listeners for that?
I don't think so.
I liked
only
it.
If they had the
Did
volume
you?
Up a lot.
All right, I'll apologize to all you guys. But no, Pearl Bailey is just a better song. Even though it could be all pennies, by the way, in that box for 5 pounds.
It could.
Yeah,
but I think she.
But back then, pennies were worth a lot.
Right, but the implication I get from the song is that she's looking for bills.
Looking for bills. Okay. Yeah.
Oh. For heroin.
Daniel.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I love a good like the next person, but a little too manic for me. I like the personality of the Pearl Bailey, so I'm going with the Pearl Bailey.
There we go. Pearl Bailey. It's three. Winston.
Geez, this is tough because they were both good. I guess I got to go with Pearl Bailey.
All right, that's four for Pearl Bailey. Jim.
Yeah, not a big fan of the bass. Turn down the bass. I'm going to go with Pearl Bailey.
Shay Spillane.
Yeah, Chris, I'm not going to lie. Yours induced PTSD from going to college with a bunch of Guidos.
Oh.
I can practically smell the hair gel. Listening to it, so I got to go Pearl Bailey.
On the flip side, if you'd slipped Shay some Molly before the start of this show, she would have been all over that, right?
Don't slip me your wife,
this Molly.
That's just wrong.
And George.
All right, George.
All right, I guess we're gonna have to give a clean sweep to Pearl.
Oh,
man.
And I switched it up for that bass
you
hunter.
Unanimously, as
it was my crappy introduction calling him the bass hunter.
No,
it was the bass hunter.
Bass hunter.
You should see how he's sexy, man. He's a good looking guy.
He is nice looking Swedish guy.
And he had a million sales on that damn song. A million sales.
Yeah, but 999,000.
Well, they weren't from here. Apparently, they weren't from WMFO Medford.
You know what they do?
They were all in Sweden.
No, you know who bought it? It was a ski patrol. They use it to trigger avalanches, so you don't have the big avalanche. That's how they do that.
You swept it.
Nice. I bet he's playing Mika this time.
Oh, all right. I don't know what to do.
All right. This is round three. We're tied up right now. One round apiece, correct,
all right.
Winston?
One round apiece.
All right. This is what I got to do. You're going to know who this is. It's somebody that's very important on Christmas, done by somebody who is very important to all of us that passed away. It was the only sketch that he had ever done. In 1981, he had done stand-up albums until then, and then he did a couple of sketches. This is George Carlin with an interview with Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're privileged to have with us a man known all over the world as the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ.
That's right.
How are you, Jesus?
Fine, thanks, and let me say it's great to be back.
Can you tell us, after all this time, why you came back?
Mostly nostalgia.
Well, could you tell us, Jesus, a little bit about the first time you were here?
Well, there's not much to tell. I think everybody knows the story by now. I was born on Christmas.
Yes.
You know? And actually, that always bothered me because that way I only got one present.
Hmm.
You know, if I was born a couple of months earlier, I would have had two presents. But look, I'm not complaining. It's only material.
Were you really born in a stable?
Nah, I was born in a hospital, Bethlehem Jewish Hospital, but the hospital was located in a stable. That's how the story got started.
And is it true that there was no room at the inn?
Oh, no, they had room. It's just that we didn't have reservations. My father, Joseph, God bless him, he was a simple man. He didn't travel much. He forgot to make reservations.
There's a story that there were three wise men.
Well, it was three kings who showed up. I don't know how wise they were. They didn't look wise. They said they followed a star. That don't sound wise to me.
Didn't they bring gifts?
Yes, gold, frankincense, and I believe myrrh, which I never did find out what that was. You don't happen to know what myrrh is for, do you?
Well, I believe it's a reddish-brown bitter gum resin.
Oh, great. Great, just what I need, a gum resin. What am I going to do with a gum resin? I'd rather have the money. That way I can go out, I could buy something I need. You know, something I wouldn't normally buy for myself.
What would that be?
Well, I don't know, a bathing suit. I never had a bathing suit. Maybe a Devo hat. A bicycle. I really could have used a bicycle. You realize all the walking I did? Mm. I must have crossed Canaan 6-8 times, up and down, north and south, walking and talking, doing miracles, telling stories.
Tell us about the miracles. How many miracles did you perform?
A total of 107 miracles, not counting the loaves and the fishes.
Why don't you count the loaves and the fishes?
Well, technically, that one wasn't a miracle.
It wasn't?
No, it turns out a lot of people were putting them back. Didn't like them. Actually, not all those miracles were pure miracles anyway.
What do you mean? What were they if they weren't miracles?
Well, some of them were parlor tricks, optical illusions, mass hypnosis, we had hallucinations, even acupressure. That was how I cured most of the blind guys, acupressure.
So, not all of the New Testament is true?
No, some of that gospel stuff never happened at all. It was just made up. Luke and Mark used a lot of drugs. See, Luke was a physician and he had access to drugs. Matthew and John were okay, but Luke and Mark would write anything.
What about raising Lazarus from the dead?
First of all, he wasn't dead. He was hungover. I've told people
that. But in the Bible, you said he was dead.
I said he looked dead. I said, hey, he looks dead. You see, Lazarus was a very heavy sleeper. Plus, the day before, we had been to a wedding feast, and he had put away a lot of wine.
Ah, was that the wedding feast of Cana, where you changed the water into wine?
I don't know. We went to an awful lot of wedding feasts in those days.
But did you really ever turn water into wine?
Not that I know of. One time I did turn apple juice into milk, but I really don't recall the water and wine thing.
All right. Speaking of water, let me ask you about another miracle. What about walking on the water? I mean, did that really happen?
Oh, yeah, that was one that really happened. You see, the problem was I could do it. The other guys couldn't do it. Mm. They were jealous. Peter got mad at me, so he got these special shoes made. Special big shoes. If you start out walking real fast, you can float on the water for a while. Then, of course, after a few yards, la-la-la-looms, he goes right down into the water. He sinks like a rock. That's why I call him Peter. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I shall build my church.
Well, that brings up the apostles. Yeah. What can you tell us about the apostles?
Well, they were a good bunch of guys, you know. They smelled a little like bait, but, oh, they was a good bunch of guys. 13 of them we had.
13? The Bible says there were only 12.
Well, that was according to St. Luke. And I told you about Luke. Actually, we had 13 apostles. We had Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, that's a different James, Thaddeus. Let's see, how many is that now?
That's 10.
Okay, Simon, Judas, and Red.
Red?
Yeah, we call him Red the Apostle.
Red the Apostle?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't appear in the Bible.
Nah, he kept pretty much to himself. He never came to any of the miracles. He was a little strange. He thought the Red Sea was named after him.
What about Judas?
Hey, don't get me started on Judas.
Okay, well, what about the other apostles? Say, for instance, Thomas. Was he really a doubter?
This guy, Thomas, you couldn't tell him nothing, you know? He's always asking me for my ID. Soon as I see him, got any ID? To this day, he doesn't believe I'm God.
Are you God?
Well, partly. You know that. I'm a member of the Trinity.
Yes, in fact, you've written a book about the Trinity, haven't you?
That's right. It's called Three's a Crowd.
Three's a Crowd. Mm-hmm. As I understand it, it's nothing more than a thinly veiled attack on the Holy Ghost.
Listen, it's not an attack. You want to know what it is? I don't get along with the Holy Ghost, all right? So I leave him alone. That's it. What he does is his business.
Well, why? What's the reason?
Well, first of all, you never know who he's going to be. Every day he shows up, he's something different. One day he comes in to meet and he's a dove. Another day he's a tongue of fire. Always fooling around. Listen, I don't bother with the guy. I don't want to know about him. I don't see him. I don't talk to him.
Well, let me change the subject.
Right.
Is there really a place called hell?
Oh, yeah, there's a hell, sure. There's also a heck. It's not as severe, but we got heck and hell.
What about purgatory?
No, don't know nothing about no purgatory. We got heaven, hell, heck, and limbo.
What is limbo like?
I don't know. No one's allowed in there. If anyone was in there, it wouldn't be limbo. Then it would be a place.
Getting back to your previous visit, Jesus, what can you tell us about the Last Supper?
Well, first of all, if I had known I was going to be crucified, I would have had a bigger meal. You never want to be crucified on an empty stomach.
The crucifixion must have been terrible.
It was awful, I got to tell you. Unless you've gone through it yourself, you could never know how painful it was. And tiring. It was very, very tiring and embarrassing. I think more than anything, it was embarrassing. You know, right in front of everybody to be crucified. But I don't know, I guess it redeemed a lot of people.
Were you scared?
Yeah. Near the end, I thought it was going to rain. I was afraid I might get hit by lightning. But all in all, I would say when I was here, I had a good time.
What do you think about Christianity?
Well, I'm a little embarrassed by it. If I had to do it over again, I think I'd start one of them Eastern religions like Buddha did. Now, Buddha was smart. That's why he's laughing.
You wouldn't want to be a Christian?
No, I would never want to be a member of any group whose symbol is a man nailed onto two pieces of wood, especially if it's me. Buddha's laughing, I'm on the cross.
I have a few more questions, do you mind?
Hey, be my guest. How often do I get here?
Are there really angels?
Well, not as many as we used to have. Years ago, we had millions of them. Today, you can't get the young people to join, you know? It got too dangerous with radar and heat-seeking missiles.
What about guardian angels?
Well, we still have guardian angels, but now it's one angel for every six people. Years ago, everybody had his own angel.
Do you really answer prayers?
No. First of all, most of them don't even get through. I mean, you got sunspots, you got radio interference. Years ago, we answered them all, but years ago, there were less people. And people prayed for something simple then, to light a fire, to catch a yak, something like that. But today, you got people praying for hockey teams, people praying for longer fingernails. We just can't keep up with it.
Well, I think we're just about out of time. I certainly want to thank you for visiting with us.
Hey, no sweat.
Do you have any last thoughts or words of advice?
What do you mean, like how to remove perspiration stains from a garment, something like that?
No, I mean spiritual advice.
Well, I don't know how spiritual it is, but I'd say one thing is don't give your money to the church. They should be giving their money to you.
Well, thank you, Jesus, and good night.
Well, good night. Thanks for having me on here today. By the way, big bands are definitely not coming back.
All right, that is Chris Earle's entry for round three. That is George Carlin, an interview with Jesus. I've got something contemporary, and I've been looking for this for many, many years. How many of you remember Father Guido Sarducci?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Don Novello, in the late 1970s, made a record for Christmas. He gave it out to his friends as a gift, and it found its way into the collection of a few radio stations. It became a staple and was passed from station to station on the underground DJ network for the next couple of years. It then disappeared. It is impossible to find a copy of this. However, it has popped up on YouTube. So I get to share with you a lost Christmas treasure. This is Father Guido Sarducci. I won't be twisting this Christmas.
Be fun, but you won't see me having none. I can't wait for Christmas to pass. I sure hope I'm God's best. Christmas is the time of year for mistletoe and lots of cheer. But for me, all I can say is I can't wait till it goes away. No, you won't see me around. I won't be twisting this Christmas. A boyfriend's back in town. I call my girl on the phone. I knew right away she wasn't alone. When I say I love you so, all she says was you should know. There used to be a boy like you, but you went away to school. Christmas time has brought him here, so why don't you no.
A Ghost of Christmas Past. Father Guido Sarducci, otherwise known as Don Novello. I Won't Be Twisting This Christmas. And before that, Chris's entry. An interview with Jesus Christ from George Carlin's A Place for My Stuff. Round three. Pincus, you are the first to judge.
So Chris isn't disqualified, right? If he's not, it's unfair, because how can we vote against George Carlin? It's not a song, but I'm not going to... It's freaking Carlin.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, we allow any form of...
Father Guido was a nice little song, but George Carlin's getting my vote.
Daniela Campolino.
I don't know. I like both of these individuals, but I hated both of these things. How is that possible? I guess I'll go with Don Novello.
All right, so that's one up for one for Father Guido, one for George Carlin. Winston.
So there's no points deducted for not having a song?
No.
No,
yeah. No, because Chris played Santa Claus and His Old Lady a couple of years ago from Cheech and Chong.
Gotcha.
There's very little stuff out there that isn't a song, but there's enough that we're open to that.
Yeah. You and Lisa talking over the track last year, too.
Yeah.
Oh. Was that a dig?
No.
Oh. Oh, you were...
Was you're just stating a fact.
No, there was... It's a track.
Oh, okay.
It's a sketch, a track. Whatever.
It's kind of telling that you thought it was a dig, though.
Any type of thing.
Yes, yeah, no, because last year I set my rant about the...
Inflatables.
No, about the lasers.
The laser lights, yes.
To music, and played that as one of the entries. We played that on the show last week, for those who missed it.
Okay, I'm going with Father Guido.
All right, two for Father Guido, one for George Carlin. Jim, it's up to you.
George Carlin's my all-time favorite comedian. I have to go with George Carlin.
So we're two apiece right now, I believe. Shea Spillane?
Well, despite your explanations, I do think you are playing a little fast and loose with the rules. I got to go Carlin.
All right, so that's three Carlin, two for Don Novello. George?
I can't vote against Carlin either.
All right, so that's three apiece.
No.
That's
no,
four.
That's four.
Oh, that's four.
That's four.
So no one cares what Molly has to say. That
I care.
Molly,
care
what
Molly
do you? What's your
say.
Vote? We got to count. Every vote needs
I'm
to be counted.
I'm used to that. Him saying things like that at home. They were both good. Carlin was too long, however.
I changed my mind.
Too
I don't
long.
Care what Molly has to say.
There we go.
Go with Novello.
Four, right. Four Molly.
So four and three.
All right. Four to three.
More Molly. So 4-3, Chris takes.
Circle takes to square.
I got to point out so far, Derek, I have voted for you every single round so far.
Yeah.
I'm just
Molly's,
saying,
Molly's
so far you can't take
present.
Away any Christmas presents.
I have, too.
You just don't want to get locked out of the house tonight.
That's right.
No, I wouldn't lock her out.
I have the keys in my pocket.
I'm just, if she doesn't vote for me enough, I'm going to take one of her gifts.
You can stay at my house. I have a lot of alcohol and medical marijuana. So, we
there
can stay
go.
Up all night
can
and celebrate Christmas.
Yes.
Party at Mr. Earl's.
I'm listening.
All right. So
this is number four. So you're first.
This is round four. My turn to go first. Yeah. And honestly, I didn't expect to win with Don Novello, but I really wanted to get that out there because it's a
good song.
It's one of those great little pieces of entertainment history. You know, back from the days when you could rent a studio and go make an album for like a couple thousand bucks.
Believe me, I have two in here, maybe three, that I do not think I'm going to win on.
All right, so...
But they're so much fun to play and watch you get nervous over.
Let me dip into something... Well...
Hey, no.
No, I'm saving that for when I'm second. Who remembers the Weather Girls?
Yeah.
It's Rainin' Men?
Sure.
Everybody liked It's Rainin' Men?
Yeah.
Thought it was a great song?
Sure.
You're going to love their Christmas song.
It is good.
What's the name of it?
This holiday.
Hate it.
You'll be fine.
Wait. No.
Oh, no. You gotta go with that song.
You already started with it.
Nope. Wrong. I don't know why. Okay, there it is. It's driving me nuts. I hate buttons.
Come along, I wanna be close
All right, so I'm going to pick this one from 1987. Since you picked the Weather Girls, I'll stick around the 80s for you here. This is about a movie by a band from the 80s. It's their favorite Christmas movie, and it's my favorite Christmas movie. It's a Wonderful Life, and this is by Fishbone. It's called It's a Wonderful Life, in parentheses, Gonna Have a Good Time. I hope you enjoy this.
Was Fishbone. We're going to have a wonderful life. That is Chris's entry for round four. We are up to round four. And Daniela Cabellino, I believe you are the first to pass judgment this round.
Dankeschön. I like the vibe of that last song. Makes me want to drive real fast, but Weather Girls, they make me want to roller skate, so I got to go with them.
All right, one for the Weather Girls.
That's like the cutest reason to pick something.
I love it. I don't know.
It just... Well, one of the
things is that, like, yeah, it stands alone as a separate song. It doesn't have to be a holiday song.
We're also, yeah, like, all of a certain age where we recognize the Weather Girls, you know, or a lot of us are. Yes. Not so much Molly and Shay.
I was going to say, Molly and I are just like, huh?
What was that? Yeah.
Just because we were born in the 80s doesn't make us stupid, okay?
I'm not saying it. No, I'm saying...
Or ignorant.
I'm not saying that.
What are you talking about? I was born in 2001.
Yeah.
You're not the Weather Girls. You're the meteorology.
We grew up on New Kids on the Block.
What I'm saying is we had a Weather Girls Christmas when we were teenagers.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Winston.
Okay. I mean, both of those songs were terrible. I mean, just so what I'm picking here between is Speechless. Dead Bonefish and the prequel to It's Raining Men. but I gotta go with Dead Bonefish.
All right, so that's one each. Jim, you are next.
I'm with Winston on this. Neither of those songs did anything for me. I'd probably break my ankle if I tried to roller skate. I'm not sure what the Fishbone thing was all about. I'll go with the Weather Girls just because it amuses me.
All right, two Weather Girls, one Fishbone. Shay Spillane.
Last time I roller skated, I immediately fell on my spine and had to be carried off the rink. That being said, also going Weather Girls.
Substitute roller skated for walking down the street. 3-1. I'm kidding.
I don't walk on rinks.
A lot of traumatic memories from roller skating.
George.
So many disco type tune just gives me flashbacks to falling on my butt, third grade field trips. It's just not a good feeling. Fishbone did kind of suck though. It wasn't really a Christmas sounding song either. So
it's the whole plot of It's a Wonderful Life.
But it is a whole. It is. I know. It just has no Christmas feel to this. If you took the lyrics out, I don't know. It'd sound like a Christmas song. But that said, I still liked it over the Weather Girls.
All right, so I think we've got three to two. Molly?
3-2.
I'm with Chris in that It's a Wonderful Life is probably my favorite holiday movie as well. However, I didn't really get It's a Wonderful Life from that. I don't know if I'm alone with that opinion or not. Got to go with The Weather Girls.
Wow.
Wow.
4-2 for The Weather Girls.
And Molly keeps up her streak.
Doesn't matter. I have a question.
Yeah.
The Weather Girls, they want a man for Christmas.
Yes.
There's two Weather Girls. They get just one man?
I think they want a man each, but...
They didn't say that.
I know.
I think they each respectively get one man, want a man.
And that's another sequel of a song when they fight over that man.
Let me tell you, you do not want to be that man because...
I don't think so.
You're going to be in the ICU by midday on Boxing Day with the Weather Girls.
Yeah.
Emil, they have news for you.
They got news. They both cost $1.29, so in the eyes of capitalism, they are equal songs.
Yes.
However, that Wonderful Life thing stresses me out like you wouldn't believe.
Yes, that's
it. Just, my stomach is still churning. Some of these songs aren't good for me. So if it mattered, I would choose The Weather Girls.
I think there are going to be some slower, more contemplative Christmas songs coming in these.
I just want a melody.
Is that like a cautionary Weather Girls song where they ask Santa for Christmas for a man, and then all of a sudden it's raining men, and like it went tragically bad?
Yeah. I take it back.
Yeah.
I think the progression on this has to go the other way.
Because she said it over and over again. Maybe they counted every time they asked.
Do you remember because I think... It's Raining Men came first.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. It did.
And then they got the Christmas song out of it.
Right. They had a couple of little minor top 40 hits in there,
But like Star Wars, it just they came out with that, and then they had the prequel that they came out with, which is this. Give us men, and then all of a sudden it's Raining Men.
I will say this.
And they said hallelujah, so it's, you know.
I will say this for the Weather Girls. That is some of the most soulful Christmas singing this side of Darlene Love. You know, when they really, really want those men. Yeah.
She's so thirsty. I like
this may also be the most that a group of people have ever talked about the Weather Girls.
Yeah.
All right, it is WMFO Medford. It is the annual Christmas battle. It is time travel. Watch this versus the big picture here at WOW. We have to take a quick break for FCC-related reasons, play a couple of things. When we come back, round 5 here on WMFO Medford. Yep, we are all knotted up, so stay close to your radio. It's getting thick in here this holiday season. Thick like the nug. Thick like the nug.
I've had the nug.
It's getting deeper, too.
Love the nug.
Everybody likes the nug.
Great Thanksgiving dinners begin with a beautiful turkey from Safeway. In this week's newspaper ad, you'll see a tremendous selection of tender, delicious turkeys at extraordinarily low prices. Riverside Tom turkeys are just 59 cents a pound, and Fresh Armor Golden Star Butter basted turkeys are only 69 cents a pound. There's more. Safeway has Manor House Natural Hens or Toms, Foster Farms Natural Turkeys, even boneless and smoked turkeys, capons, and ducklings. You'll find everything else you need for your table at Safeway at very special prices. Large Zutana avocados are 5 for only a dollar. Kraft Philadelphia cream cheese, 8-ounce size, is only 69 cents. And that versatile dessert topping, Bird's Eye Cool Whip, is only 69 cents for the 8-ounce size. And Safeway has a variety of wines, cheeses, nuts, and flowers. All those festive touches that make a Thanksgiving dinner a special event. You'll find them all at Safeway. Safeway! Bay Area and Coastal Safeway stores only.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
We're going to save that for later. It is WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. On the Town with Mikey D is coming your way at 9 o'clock tonight with every